Good evening, good evening. Welcome to Blessed Virgins Radio. Tonight is Thursday night, April 19th, 2018, from the Apple Valley Studio, acclaimed Bishop, founder, and overseer of the Greater All Nations Pentecost Church of Jesus Christ. Ladies and gentlemen, back to Out for More tonight. It is our weekly Food for the Soul Thursday Bible study session. We will be giving you a topic. We'll be telling you what thus saith the Lord. All you have to do is take heed to the words of God. That's the NLV, the KJV, Living Water Bible, whatever Bible you associate with. Get it on out. Let's go on ahead and start studying the fabulous, precious Word of God. The God's Word is true, it's fabulous, and it speaks volumes. The Word changes not, and we ought to know that. Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, Dr. Alpha Morgan Bush.
Got my shit tonight in Radio Land. Praise the Lord. It's an honor. Amen. And it's a privilege, amen, to be able to come to you again. Praise the Lord in Radio Land to bring you food for thoughts tonight. Amen. That your soul might be blessed. Remember, amen, we are body, soul, and spirit. So, amen, tonight, praise the Lord, we want to, amen, continue to bless you, amen, in Jesus' name, amen, from where we left off on last week. Amen, I am enjoying this section, amen, as God is feeding us from heaven. And I believe, praise the Lord, we left off, amen, from the book of Philippians, amen, the third chapter, verse 10 through 20. And if you allow me, praise the Lord, I'm going to refresh your remembrance, amen. Paul say, amen, in verse 10, that I may know him as the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering, being made conformable unto his death, that by any means I may obtain unto the resurrection of the dead. Not as though I have already obtained, either were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, I'm forgetting those things which are behind me, and I'm reaching forth unto those things which are before me. I press toward the mark for the prize of a higher calling of God in Christ Jesus. Let us therefore, as many as be perfect, be thus minded. And if in anything ye be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you. Nevertheless, whereto we have already obtained, let us walk by the same rule, let us mind the same thing. Brethren, be followers together of me, as I mark them which walk so, as ye have us for an example. For many walk to whom I have told you, and I often tell you, even weeping, that they are the enemy of the cross of Christ, who in is destruction, who God is their belly, and who glory is in their shame, and mine earthly things. For our conversation is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. We are going to continue in what Apostle Paul has revealed to us, amen. On our way to heaven, we must press. We must press like never before. Paul says in that 14th verse, amen, I'm pressing for the mark for a higher calling of God in Christ Jesus. I'm not satisfied with where I am, amen. I got to go forward. That is one thing, amen, Satan don't want us to do, is to get a deeper revelation of Jesus Christ. He don't want us to understand the mysteries of the Lord, but the Bible teaches us it is given unto you to know the mystery. Satan don't want a believer is to go any further than what that believer is right now. But Paul had a view in his mind. I got to go forward. I got to press on. Regardless to what, amen, I'm going through with, I got to press on. Because I know that there is something greater than what I have experienced in the Lord. I want to know him in the power of his resurrection and in the fellowship of his suffering and be made conformable unto his death. I want to know him. Do you really want to know the Lord tonight? Amen. We all that is striving this way, we must, amen, be willing to pay a greater price than what we have already paid to know him. I want to know him in his power. I want to know him in the power of his resurrection. There was something in that resurrection. I just want to know him because, amen, death couldn't hold him down. And death captivated every soul before Jesus died, amen. They had to go, amen, and death was conquering him. But, amen, through that resurrection, death couldn't conquer him. Jesus Christ. Thank God tonight, death cannot hold us down anymore. Jesus has paid the price because he risen from the dead. He rose from the dead. Just as he said, on the third day, I'm going to rise. Jesus got up. Could no grave hold him down. Death had to loose him. Second Timothy 2:12 says, if we suffer, we shall also reign with him. If we deny him, he also will deny us. But I'm pressing toward the utmost of goal tonight. You ought to have a goal in your mind tonight. Amen. And no matter, amen, what you are going through, you ought to say, I'm going to achieve this goal. Heaven is my goal tonight, amen. And if it calls my life, and certainly, amen, if I live for Jesus, I know it's going to call my life. I'm going to reach my destination. I know where my aim is set at. But even down here on earth, I want to know Jesus. I don't want to know Jesus only when I get into heaven. I want to know him right here on earth. I want to know him in the power of his resurrection. So that's going to call me and every other believer. That's going to call us, amen, is to put out something and deny our old flesh or what it wants in the way it want to live. We're going to have to crucify this flesh, bring it under subjection every hour of the day. We got to make the flesh obey. If we want to know him in the power of his resurrection, I'm pressing, amen, I'm pressing. And now, amen, as I look around, I know it's not only me pressing, but thousands of believers is pressing. They're pressing. You know, Paul says, amen, that not as though I have already attained. I haven't made it yet. I'm still on this side. I'm fighting against flesh and blood, principalities, and spiritual weakness in high places. Amen. I have not made it. Either was already perfect. I'm not perfect. I'm growing in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord every day of my life. I am not perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Brethren, I count not myself to have already apprehended. I don't count myself to already have made it. Oh, I love Jesus, but I have not made it. I got to keep on pressing. But this is one thing that I do. Paul said, this is one thing that I do. I'm forgetting those things which are behind me. Listen, as I made in my last statement, amen, in order to go forward in Jesus, you're going to have to forget your past. You're going to have to forget what you done went through with. You can't dwell on what you, amen, went through with, amen, in your past. If you're going to press and go forward, you got to forget those things which are behind you. We must quit living in the past. We must learn to forgive, and we must learn to forget. I know, amen, every born-again Christian, amen, they've been hurt in some kind of way, amen, but we must learn to forgive. And we must learn to forget. There are Christians today, amen, holding a grudge against, amen, something that their brother or sister spiritually biologically done did to them, praise the Lord. They won't forget it. They won't forget it. They won't live it. Amen. They're holding that in their spirit. Amen. If you can't forgive your brother on earth, then the Lord can't forgive you, which is in heaven. You got to learn how to forgive and forget. I'm pressing. Well, Bishop, you don't know what they've done to me. Well, amen, maybe I don't know what they've done to you, but I know what Jesus forgave you for your sin, and if Jesus forgive you for your sin, you can forgive somebody else for what they have done to you. I'm pressing toward the mark of a higher calling. I'm forgetting those things which are behind me, and I'm reaching for unto those things which are before me. I'm reaching. It's causing me something. It's causing me, amen, even to surprise my own self. I didn't know, amen, that I could do it, but I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. I didn't know I could love my enemy that despitefully used me. I didn't know, amen, I could love them, amen, that persecute me. But Jesus showed me that I can do it. I'm pressing towards a mark for the higher calling. I want to go higher in the Lord. Each one of you believers out there tonight, don't be satisfied in what experience you done had with the Lord and having with the Lord right now. Amen. Press for a higher calling. Press for those things that eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, the good things that God has for those that love him. Press tonight. Therefore, let us therefore as many be perfect, let us therefore as many be mature, be thus minded. And if there is anything otherwise minded, listen, if you love the Lord, God is going to reveal even this unto you. Philippians chapter 3, verse 12, 15. If you really love the Lord and you're pressing, amen, to go high in the Lord, and there is something, amen, that you are not at liberty to understand, and it's not right, the Lord will reveal that even unto you. Because God's testing your heart. The Lord is trying your heart. And only the pure in heart, for they shall see God. First, the person must forget the past. You got to forget, amen, the past. Yesterday's history cannot be personal rewritten. Forget the past. If the fast is not helping your testimony, if the fast is not helping you to grow in Jesus, forget it. Lay aside every weight and every sin that so easily besets you, and let us run this race with patience. Paul had to live with the fact that in his anti-Christian past, he had called it, he had called Christians to blaspheme and persecuted them unmercifully. Read Acts the 26th chapter and verse 11. But he eventually received God's forgiveness. God forgave Paul or Saul of Tarsus. Amen. God forgave him for what he done. The Lord will forgive you. Amen. Forever what you have done, the Lord Jesus will forgive you, and he can forgive you. And he's willing to forgive you. All he wants you to do is be sincere in what you are done. And no matter what you have done, the Lord will forgive you. Don't you let nobody tell you that the Lord will not forgive you of your sins. He's merciful. God's mercy is renewed day by day. And he's not willing that any should perish, but all, let us all come to eternal life. This is quite an experience Paul is teaching us tonight. Second, a Christian must engage. He must strive toward spiritual gifts. A Christian must strive, amen, toward spiritual gifts. Get your minds off of the carnality of things of this world, and amen, let us strive for things that we have not yet obtained, spiritual gifts. Everyone can do something for God. If you are a believer in the Lord, every one of us, amen, can do something for the Lord just to build up his kingdom. We're not too young, and amen, certainly we don't get too old that we cannot do something for God. For God, no matter what his age or circumstances or ability, one should always reach forward. Don't reach backwards. Don't, amen. Don't think about the things, amen, in the world that you have had, amen, in the fun, amen, in the world that you used to have, amen. Forget those things and reach forward to a new thing. The Greek word for reaching forward is enthetemi. Amen. I'm sure that I'm going to run this race. I'm sure I'm going to win this race. And it refers to an athlete, amen, throwing himself for the race, amen. He just put everything that he have in it because, amen, it's a race that he can't lose. I can't lose this race, amen, that I'm running tonight. I can't lose. I just can't. I don't care how many times I fall down and I scar myself up. I got to, amen, get up, and I got to continue this race. I can't lose tonight. This is one race that I just can't quit on. This race is pointing me towards my destination, is heaven. And I won't know, amen, whether, amen, I don't won this race, amen, till God take the last breath out of this old body of mine. Praise God. I gotta keep running. Yes, I may be sick in nobody. I may even be fever, man. But I got to run. I got to press on. Thou art inexcusable, man. You don't have an excuse not to run this race. Himself fought in the race, amen, with his energies to the very utmost. Amen. You must give all that you got, amen, as you're pressing on toward the mark of a higher calling, which is in Christ Jesus. If you really want to know him, give all that you got. You can't give an account of nobody else, amen, but you can give an account of yourself. What are you doing? I'll give it all that I have. The Christian should not become entangled with those who love to criticize and complain. Get away from, amen, those, amen, unbelieving Christian, amen, that always love to criticize and they like to complain. Nobody has never done anything right according to their expectation. Get away from those. They are not done nothing but hindering you from your goal. And we have them everywhere, all over the world. I mean, they're always criticizing me, always complaining, saying, this is not right and that's not right. But they are not doing anything to help the case but complaining. Father, he should not look at others and compare himself with them. Now, don't look at others and compare yourself with them. He must run home while consecrating on the finishing line. Consecrate on the finish line. Amen. Run on. Remember, somebody else is running also. Amen. Don't look back, amen, to see whether that's somebody going to catch up with you. Continue to run on. We got a finish line. Amen. We got to make it to that finishing line. Let me tell you. And when we make it, amen, to the finishing line, at the head of the line, Jesus is going to be waiting on us. He told the Galatians, amen, you did run well, but who hindered you? Oh, foolish Galatians, you were doing good. But who caused you to stop? Why did you stop, amen, reaching the goal, amen, that was before you? You stopped to listen to something that Satan had? Too many do not have the self-discipline to continue until the finish. Oh, we get to, amen, going through a little trial and going through a little tribulation, amen, and we don't have self-discipline is to continue. We give up on Jesus. We give up on our goal. See, Jesus finished. He finished. He didn't, praise the Lord, give up on his goal. He finished his goal. Thirdly, the Christian should press toward the goal. You should, don't press away from the goal, but press toward the goal. Are you pressing towards your goal tonight? Are you pressing towards eternal life? Regardless, amen, people is criticizing you, making fun of you, making light of you. Are you pressing tonight? To make, to run or flee, put to a flight, drive away, Matthew 23:34, to run swiftly in order to catch some person or thing, to run after, to hurry, trouble, one to persecute, suffer persecution on the account of something. Galatians 6:12-4. Without the ideal of hostility, to run after, falling after something. Luke 17:23. Metaphysically, with the ascension of pain to pursue, one must push, pray until something happens. You can, amen, you got to push. Don't let life stop you, but push. Pray until something happens. He must keep going forward until he achieves the goal, knowing Jesus Christ intimately. You must, amen, press. You got to know Jesus Christ intimately, not on the outskirts or on the physical side, but you got to know him in his spirit. Know him. Keep on pressing. It is easy if you live for God. But it's hard for you to live easily. It's hard for you to live easily. You got to pay a price. Amen. Is it really live for the Lord? You got to love him with everything that you have in you. One should carefully note the example of Christ that the writer gave in Hebrews 12:2. He said, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross. Amen. The joy that was set before him. When he looked and seen the church, praise the Lord, coming out of hard trial and coming out of tribulation. Amen. It brought joy to Jesus. It brought joy to Jesus. Despising the shame, amen, that he had to go through it. It brought joy to him. And it sat down at the right hand of the righteousness of God's throne. Amen. It brought joy. Every time a soul comes to Jesus Christ, it brings joy to him. The Christian should bear his cross. Every Christian ought to bear his cross. Jesus bear his cross. And every born again Christian ought to bear his cross. There's a cross. For everyone is there. Here's a cross for me. I must bear my cross. My cross may be a little different from yours, but ever would he take me through it, I must bear it. Are you pressing tonight? Are you in this race tonight? Are you in this race? Are you pressing? We say it sometimes, just look where the Lord has brought us from. He done brought us out of darkness into this marvel. Just look where the Lord has brought us from. On this Christian journey, amen, that we are traveling, it's not getting any darker, praise the Lord. It's getting lighter. My God, we're running this old race, and we're bearing our cross while keeping his eyes on the future. Rejoice in the one who finished the race has the promise of one day exchanging his cross for our crown. One day we're going to exchange our cross for a crown. Paul said, there's a crown laid up in glory for me, not only for me, but for all of those that love the Lord. All of you that worked hard and all of you that are kept the faith, there is a crown laid up in glory for you. Are you pressing? Are you pressing toward the mark of a higher calling, which is in Christ Jesus? Or are you just satisfied, amen, in the way that Christianity is going? Are you just going in the flow, amen, the way that everybody else is going? I'm going to say, check yourself, examine yourself, prove yourself to see whether you're in the faith or not, except you be reprobated. Come on, church. I'm pressing. And everybody don't like the press when it gets hard and when it gets difficult and when it gets dark. Everybody don't like the press. Paul admonished. Paul wanted to share some lesson he had learned along life pathway. Wise is a man who can learn from others without having to learn from his own painful experience. It's good to learn from others. Without, amen, you have to go through something, amen, and let it teach you something. It's good. Look on somebody else's life and see, can you get something, amen, out of that person's life that can help you go through it. Paul said to be like-minded and walk by the same rule. Every born-again Christian ought to be like-minded and walk by the same rule. Listen, there is not but one heaven. And every born-again believer is trying to reach that same destination. It doesn't make any difference, amen, what denomination you are. We are trying to go to one place, and amen, that place is heaven. So we ought to, amen, have one mind and, amen, be of the and walk by the same rule. If Jesus said don't do it, amen, we all, as believers in Jesus Christ, said we can't do it because our Heavenly Father said don't do it. After sharing good advice, Paul appeal for everyone to be of the same mind and working towards unity in the church. Amen. Listen, if there is ever a time that all believers, amen, should have unity in the body of Jesus Christ, it is at this hour that we're living in. Oh, let us all stand up for the same thing, and let us all believe in the same thing. Where there is unity, there is strength. Let's come together like never before. And Satan, amen, don't want the churches to come together because he know, amen, he got a battle that he has to fight, amen, that he never fought before. If all believers can come on agreement and come together. Remember when Jesus died on the Calvary cross. He died for the entire body of Jesus Christ. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. That whosoever believe in him, whosoever believe in him, shall not perish but have eternal life. Let's have that one thing in common tonight. We believe in Jesus Christ. We believe in his death. We believe in his burial, and we believe in his resurrection. Thank God for all of those, amen, that follow me on Blog Talk Radio. I thank God for the unity. I thank God for the strength that we have in the body of Jesus Christ. Unity results when all are with one accord in one place. You got to be, amen, in one accord in one place. I don't have to be in the same state you are in, amen, is to have unity in the spirit of which if we can touch and we can agree in Jesus' name, we can have unity. As they were on the day of Pentecost in Acts chapter 2, Paul previously exhorted the Philippians, amen, to let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Let's have the same mind that Jesus had. That of humanity and obedience. Amen. Let's have a mind, amen, of obedience. It is better, amen. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Peter said, it is better to obey God than man. Ever what the Lord telling you to do in this hour and time, obey him. Seeking the will of God instead of one's own way. Don't seek your way tonight. There is a way that seems righteous unto man, but the end thereof is death. Amen. Your ways is not like Jesus' ways. And there are people today, amen, is out there to deceive you, to try to make you think, amen, that, amen, their way is the right way. But if their way does not measure up to the word of God, it's the wrong way. And Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man can come unto the Father but by me. There is not but one way, and that way is through Jesus Christ. I am the door. You got to come through the door. You got to come through Jesus Christ. And if you come through Jesus Christ, we can have the same mind and we can be of one accord. The Christian should be both conformed to this standard and also seeking to understand the viewpoint of others who may have a different opinion rather than an obstacle against them. A person genuinely clashes with others through his own belief or his own opinion and experience. Sometimes one feels that everything must share his experience and agree with him. The truth is, all have different backgrounds and have arrived from various walks of life. If a person disagrees with any person, he should pray and seek the mind of Christ. We may have different opinions, but if you love Jesus enough and you don't want to destroy one another, let's go down in prayer and ask the Lord to reveal even this unto us. We don't have to destroy one another. Prayer will give us the answer. Revelation of who Jesus is will teach us, amen, that we should have one mind and be of one accord. God bless you tonight. We're pressing toward the mark of a higher call, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Moreover, sometimes Christians will have to agree to disagree. Sometimes, amen, some Christians, amen, we will have to agree to disagree. It's all right to disagree, amen. Just don't let the spirit of God, the spirit of Satan come in and destroy you as brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. Jesus is not the author of confusion, but he is a peace. Jesus prepared, amen, his disciples to follow the truth when they were unable to receive it. I have yet many things to say unto you, but you cannot bear them now. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you unto all truth. For he shall speak of himself. But whosoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. And he will show you things to come. John 16:12-13 was the time, amen, when the disciple had not received the Holy Ghost. They didn't understand the power of Jesus at that time, but Jesus knew they were going to continue on. And they were going to be able to understand what truth really was. But whosoever he shall hear, they shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. Believers should allow the love of God to be the unified force. Jesus declared, by this all men shall know that you are my disciple, if you love one another. John 3:35. All men shall know that you are my disciples if you have love one for another. Every Christian, every believer ought to love one another. Every believer ought to have the love of Jesus in them for one another. Paul wrote to the Corinthians, for the love of God constrains us. 2 Corinthians 5:14. The original word, amen, for constrain, means to hold together, to press together, to shut up, then to press on, urging, impelling, or exciting. Hold together. In the last days that we live together, let us hold together God's word. Paul advised, amen, those who had matured in Christ to walk by the same rule. If we, amen, in Jesus Christ, amen, let us walk by the same rule. Not what a denomination said, but we say, what did the Bible say? What did the word of God say? We're going to walk together by the same rule. When a church operates otherwise, new converts become confused. Amen. If you're not walking by the same rules, amen, when new converts come in, they are confused. Why, amen? We don't believe together. We all say we are believers in Jesus Christ. The devil wants us to have confusion among the body of Jesus Christ. But the Bible teaches us there is one Lord, there is one faith, and there is just one baptism. We will not have no confusion. And if there is any difficulty, amen, remember, go down in prayer. Don't be too stubborn. And don't believe, amen, that you know everything. Allow some room in your heart, amen, for the Spirit of the Lord is to teach you something. Or, amen, you can hear something through your brother and sister. Don't be so strong-hearted. You know everything. It is impossible that these young ones receive a clear signature. And it's one form, example, from the establishment of believers. Walking by the same rules also threatened and criticized from those outside the church who are looking to find fault and criticism. Everyone is at a different level of understanding and learning. Christians should tolerate one another and attempt to understand the view of one another. Nevertheless, God has provided the church with spiritual leadership in order to promote unity and to point every believer towards full perfection. God's church is not unauthorized. Amen. God is set up in the church as it pleases him. If there is someone, amen, that is going astray from the word of God, God has set, amen, in the church, apostles, preachers, teachers, amen, to instruct those in the word of God how to walk and how to be pleasing by the Lord. And he has gave some apostles sent by God, some prophets, some evangelists out on the raw field, and some pastors in the four walls of the church, and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Ephesians 4:11-13. God has set these in the church, amen, that the church might be edified, until we all come into the knowledge of the Son of God. Until we all come, amen, into the knowledge of unity of faith. Everybody have not made it there yet, but amen, God has set them in the church that they can be without an excuse. If you want to know the truth is here for you to know. Paul admonished, brethren, be followers together of me, and mark them which also as you have for us an example, Philippians 3:17. He was not being obtuse when he set himself up as an example to follow. His long faithfulness serving to Christ as he strived adhering to Christ's example. And the physical mark of persecution he bore were a testimony enough. If each church member walked by the same rules, all will eventually come to the unity of the faith. All we got to do is come to the, amen, unity of the faith if we walk by the same rule. It is important, amen, for all Christians is to come to the faith of Jesus Christ. When you find the light, there, amen, the Bible says, walk there in it. As you're on your way in, amen, God open a door and let you see another new revelation, amen. Don't hold on to that old thing. Walk there in it. Now, Paul, amen, tells us to beware of the enemy of the cross. You see, we got enemies of the cross out there. Everybody that is confessing Jesus Christ does not love Jesus. Philippians 3:18-19 says, for many walk of whom I have told you, and I tell you often, and now tell you even weeping, that they are the enemies of the cross of Christ, who end is destruction, who God is their belly, and who glory is in their shame, who mind earthly things. Amen. Everybody that is confessing Jesus Christ don't love Jesus Christ. And one day the Lord's going to prove that to them. As they stand before him, he's going to say, I know you're not. That the Lord, didn't we prophesy in your name? Didn't we preach in your name? Didn't we lay hands on people in your name? But he's going to say, depart from me. I don't know you because your work was iniquity. Everybody don't love Jesus. They confess that they do love him. Those who refuse to conform in order to promote unity persist in going through their own independent way. Beware them. Beware those, amen, that want to go in their own independent way and don't want to follow the ways of Jesus. Beware of them. They are not interested in the good of the whole body. They are interested only in themselves. We got, amen, Christians that they blame me, and I'm sorry, amen, to classify them with the real Christian of me, but they're only interested in their own theory and in their own thought and the way, amen, they can control things, amen. They are not interested in the way of our Lord. And they will not take up the cross or self-denial. You got to take up the cross of self-denial every day of your life. You got to deny your flesh. But they won't do that. But instead, amen, they live only to the fullness of the lust of their flesh. They want to fulfill the lust of their flesh. They want to, amen, and their flesh got to enjoy everything. They don't want to obey the Lord. But they want to make you think that they love Jesus. Paul will let us know this. They live only to fulfill the lust of the flesh. Christians are not to follow those who go their own ways and not to be partakers of the sins of others, lest they reap the bitterness, hardness themselves. Revelation 18 and 4, 1 Timothy 5 and 22. Don't follow others if they are not following Jesus Christ. If God give you a revelation or something, amen, believe me, he's going to give somebody else the same revelation. God is not the author of confusion, but he is a peace. They went out from us. You got many, amen, Christians today that go out from the body of Christ because really they was not of the body of Christ in the beginning. They went out from us, but they were not of us. They were not of us in the beginning. For if they had been of us, they would no doubt have continued with us. But they went out that they might be made manifest that they were not of us. They wanted the world to know, amen, I'm not of y'all. I'm not of you, Christians. I'm not of Christ like you say, amen, that you are. But yet I'm a Christian. I'm on my way to heaven. But the Bible says, amen, but ye have an uncertain form. The Holy One, and ye know all things, 1 John 2:19 and 20. Christians should be careful with whom they fellowship. You can't fellowship with everybody. Everybody don't love Jesus. Bad attitudes are like a virus. They're contagious and destructive. You can get people with bad attitude, and it'll spread. It's like a virus. Jesus prophetically utterly that many should be offended because their love should wax cold. Jesus said, amen, many are going to be offended because the love of many is going to wax cold. Matthew, amen, 24, chapter, verse 10 and 12.
The love of many done waxed cold. The two are called an offense has become one of Satan's primary attack to destroy unity and revive in the church. Criticism, finding fault against leadership are some of his other destructing tools. Amen. Just want to find fault of God's church. Ain't nothing going right. These are representative attitudes that every Christian should avoid. Yet all of those mess makers don't want to grow in Christ and don't want to see you grow in Christ. Get from among them. Proverbs chapter 6, verse 16 and 19. He lists the seven things that God hates. The last one of these abominations listed is he that soweth discord among the brothers, God hates that. You're a troublemaker. One should avoid people who are constantly complaining about some in the church. This type of person is only looking for someone to support and to agree with him against authority. You know, we got people today, they are against authority. They don't, amen. They feel like, amen, their leadership is not what it's supposed to be because they are not in authority. Person, amen, is an enemy of the cross. Amen. That is not somebody working with the church. That is somebody working against the church. They are not in that position, and they want that position. So, amen, they're always speaking the bad about leadership. Indwelling the sacrifice, his will, and submit to the will of the body of Christ for the sake of unity. They don't want unity in the church. Trying to destroy what God has set up. If God has called an evangelist, if God has called a minister, if God has called a pastor, I don't care, amen, which way that person is, amen. Leave it to the Lord. He done called them, and he know how to work it out. Psalm 37 and 37 say, mark the perfect man. Behold the upright, for the end of that man is peace. Jesus admonish, amen, but he that shall endure until the end, the same shall be saved. You got to go all the way. You got to run this race all the way. Matthew 24:13. One should determine, amen, in his heart to endure misunderstanding. There are going to be misunderstandings, but you got to determine in your mind, I'm going to endure. Paul told Timothy to endure hardness as a good soldier and to proceed mistreatment. If any individual continues to be loyal both to God and to the church with the right attitude, questions and misunderstanding will be resolved. A Christian should have a made-up mind to be successful in the church where God has placed him and allow nothing to separate him from Christ. Don't let nothing separate you from Jesus Christ. Paul said, I let nothing separate me from the love of Jesus Christ. I love Jesus. And none of your obstacles, amen, that you bring forward to me, Satan, is going to separate me from the love of Jesus Christ. Beloved, my time is gone tonight, but I'm pressing. And I'm pressing for the mark of a higher calling, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. And I'm going to say to you that the Dr. Moore, amen, say, press on tonight. Regardless of what you done went through with, continue to press on. God bless you. We love you. Until next week, into the hands of mine helps. Thank you. God bless you, my announcer. God bless you, praise the Lord. This is Dr. Moore tonight, signing off. Amen, praise the Lord. This is Dr. Moore signing off. Amen, into the hands of my announcer tonight, Kitasha. We love you, praise the Lord, and if the Lord delay his coming, we will be back on air with you. Amen. Teaching the word of God, food for the soul, that you may grow thereby each week. Amen. Let us go higher and higher in Jesus. I love you, but Jesus love you more. God bless again. This is Dr. Moore saying good night, and God richly bless you.